From ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. Heavy damage seen after at least 8 tornadoes tonight, most in southern Michigan, the worst in Portage, south of Kalamazoo. Seen by ABC affiliate WZZM-TV forecaster Samantha Jacks.
What's right here is actually the foundation of what was a mobile home that is no longer here, completely ripped off of its foundation and tossed. The foundation of that home completely ripped off, the roof caved in. There's bicycles, kids' toys tossed. And it only happened in a matter of minutes.
Seeing tornado destruction to homes in Barnstall, Oklahoma, Governor Kevin Stitt.
You know, when you see this type of damage, it's just heartbreaking. You just don't know how anybody could survive.
There are tornado watches tonight from Missouri and Kentucky to Ohio and Michigan. The Israeli military beginning what it calls a limited operation in the southern Gaza city bordering Egypt. In Tel Aviv, ABC's Marcus Moore.
As Israeli tanks rolled into Rafah, crushing an I Love Gaza sign and seizing control of the Palestinian side of that crucial border crossing in southern Gaza, sources telling ABC News the Biden administration is now delaying shipments of ammunition to Israel, appearing to send a message. President Biden for weeks pressuring Israel to hold off on a full-scale invasion of Rafah until it has a credible plan to protect more than a million civilians now living there.
Jurors appeared riveted to Stormy Daniels' testimony about what she calls a sexual encounter with Donald Trump in 2006, which he denies. This at the New York hush money criminal trial. Texas Congressman Henry Cuellar, indicted on bribery, money laundering, conspiracy charges, denying all allegations. Reporters caught up with the Democrat at the Capitol.
All I gotta say is that there was, I saw legal advice. I saw 2 ethics opinions.
We are at the Capitol. You're listening to ABC News. The Pentagon hopes that later this week, a temporary pier that the military has built off the coast of Gaza will be operational. Deputy Pentagon Press Secretary Sabrina Singh.
As of today, the U.S. military has completed the offshore construction of the Trident Pier section, or the causeway, which is the component that will eventually be anchored to the Gaza shore.
Singh says it's not safe to move the pier into place just yet because the weather is not good. A shooting outside Drake's house says his feud with Kendrick Lamar heats up.
Two of the top rappers in the game, Kendrick Lamar and Drake, have gone back and forth in a 9-song feud over the past month or so, with the rhetoric really heating up this past weekend.
I love peace, but war ready if the world is ready to see you bleed.
On social media, Lamar posted a picture of Drake's Toronto mansion and implied sex offenders live there. Early Tuesday morning, there was a drive-by shooting outside Drake's house. A security guard was shot and is in serious condition. Was the feud a factor?
It is so early in the investigation that we don't have a motive at this time.
Inspector Paul Kravchuk also couldn't say whether or not Drake was home at the time. Jason Athenson, ABC News, Hollywood.
A week after major flooding, more than 80% of the people in Brazil's Porto Alegre don't have running water. At least 90 people have died from floods in Brazil. A new group looking to be the one-stop shop for protecting intellectual property as well as American businesses. Founders of IP House say they want to have a global approach to combating intellectual property theft. Chuck Severson, ABC News.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.